This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. For people who get out of prison, often the chances of getting a job are slim to none. There are a few programs to help ex-offenders find work, transition back into society, but finding a company that will hire former inmates is really not that easy. Recently, though, some companies have not just been hiring, they've been recruiting ex-offenders. A Grand Rapids company is one of them. Joining me now are Jahan McKinley, a lead manager at Cascade Engineering, and Kenyatta Brame, who is a vice president there. Kenyatta, why, when many companies don't, why does Cascade hire ex-offenders?
Cascade is different from a lot of different organizations in the sense that we believe that one of our responsibilities is to help decrease barriers to employment. And one of the barriers to employment is criminal background. So where a lot of companies, when a person fills out that application, they check the box that they have a criminal background, they just take that application and throw it in the trash. And we think that that is not fair, that individuals coming out of prison or jail, coming back into our society, shouldn't have to wear a scarlet letter for the rest of their life. And we believe that we should give those individuals opportunities. Whether your barrier is racism or employment discrimination or poverty, we want to be able to give them an opportunity to be successful. Also, we believe that it actually gives us a competitive advantage, whereas other companies are passing over these diamonds in the rough. We have the abilities to hire these individuals, and they've been excellent in creating careers at Cascade Engineering.
Sure. There's a bit of a labor shortage in Western Michigan, too, right?
Yeah. So we're in a war for talent. So we believe you need to turn over every rock. And so individuals or companies that refuse to consider these individuals are missing a great opportunity.
So how did Cascade Engineering get to that point where others have not?
Well, I think it started many years ago where we had a program called Welfare to Career, and we realized that individuals that were on welfare, if given an opportunity and given training and given a culture that supports them, they could be successful. So, for example, individuals that come to Cascade on welfare, their retention rate is 98%. And so that's actually higher than our general population. And we learned that when there is a barrier and individuals are provided support, they can be successful. And so from that Welfare to Career program, our reentry program was created.
Jahan, how long have you worked at Cascade?
I will be celebrating 6 years this year.
Now, your title is lead manager. What does that mean? What does a lead manager do for Cascade?
So it's a lean manager.
Lean manager. Okay.
Yes. And so what it is Fred Keller, our founder, has considered that to be an internal consultant. And so what I do is I get the instructions that Kenyatta and Mark Miller would lay out for the year, and I would deploy those strategies to the rest of the plants.
So this is a pretty significant position, it sounds like.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
It's very important.
Let me back up now. The information I have here indicates you were convicted of a felony when you were 18 years old. You spent 19 years in prison. Tell me about the journey from walking out of prison to trying to find a job.
One of the struggles that I had in this journey, so when you are released from prison, you are given very little resources, even about yourself. So it started with me even trying to establish my identity and getting a birth certificate. The struggle was just that difficult. As far as finding a job, there were certain things that you had to, because most people are not even, especially employment agencies, they're not even familiar with people coming out and even wanting a job because of the stigma that they have around people who've been released from prison. They just feel like everybody is going to continue on their criminal activity. I definitely had employment gaps when you talk about work history. And so it started with trying to explain that gap. And once you explain that gap, there was very few doors that was open.
Right. Somebody checks the box, ex-offender, and that gets in another pile, I assume, in a lot of cases.
Yes.
Kenyatta, Cascade Engineering is not only hiring ex-offenders, but is encouraging other companies in Western Michigan to do so. Why is the company doing that?
Well, we're involved in a program called 32-2, and what we're trying to do is get 30 employers to hire two individuals with criminal backgrounds and track it for 2 years. We understand that a lot of companies are hesitant to hire individuals with criminal background because they have all these misperceptions. when we talk about this is the right thing to do, that's a heart argument and you only can go so far. So there's certain companies that will say, you know what, it's the right thing to do, we'll do that. But other companies, you need to argue the mind and you need to show stats. And so what we're trying to do is...
Show me it works on paper, yeah.
Show them that it works on paper so that a company can say, hey, you know what, I've hired these individuals for the last 2 years and their retention rate is higher, we hope to find, than the general population.
How's this going so far with the other companies?
So right now we've got 19 companies. We're aiming toward 30. We just had a relaunch last week, and we're going to get that 30, and we're going to begin tracking that. So we don't have the 2 years yet, but we're getting there. But Cascade Engineering, we know that we have a lot of great stories like Jay, and we know that we can allow these individuals to be successful at Cascade Engineering.
I'm wondering how many people are involved in this program. How many ex-offenders have been picked up?
So we've got, for example, Cascade Engineering, we've hired thousands of people over the last 10 years, and I'm sure we have hundreds of individuals that have some sort of criminal background history that have worked at Cascade Engineering. Other companies may have one or two people, but so each company is going to have a different number. One of the things we do at Cascade Engineering is that we allow the person to tell their own story. And so, for example, Jay is a mentor to other people with criminal backgrounds, but there are individuals in our company that the only person that knows they have a criminal background is me. And so that's just our practice, to let that individual tell their story in their own terms and in their own time.
Jahan, there are lots of stereotypes about former inmates. If you had a chance to sit down with business leaders throughout the state, what would you tell them to help them get past those negative stereotypes?
Well, I have had that opportunity. And one of the things that I like to point out to them, because when we are in these meetings, most of them feel like they're sitting across the table from another constituent. So someone who hasn't had a criminal background, that someone's in a CEO position or a VP position. And so when I reveal to them that I have a criminal background, they're kind of taken back from that fact, because they build these stereotypes and an image of a person that they feel fits their particular profile of that. And so I just encourage those folks to just look at what you're asking for out of the workforce, not a person's personal history.
How's that received?
Well, I guess when you look at, you know, the 19 employers that we have, and you look at some of the things that we've been able to do, meaning Cascade Engineering and 32-2, when you look at the things that we've been able to do locally, I would say that we've seen some success, but not the success which is desirable, because we're here. You know, we're here talking about it. So we feel that we definitely have some leverage, but it's a long way to go too.
I find that when talking to other CEOs or executives, they may not be aware of the law. And so it's not uncommon to hear someone say, you know what, I'd never hire anybody with a criminal background. They don't understand that there are EEOC guidelines that prevent them from doing that, and that they actually can be violating the law by having these clear rules that a person won't be considered. So letting people know that's the first thing to go, oh, I didn't realize that was the case. And so we encourage them to have a policy where they look at the individual, they look at when the crime was committed, how long ago, obviously, the crime was committed, the nature of the crime. Many employers have no restrictions. A lot of employers don't understand that either. For example, in manufacturing, we have no restrictions. If you work in a school or a hospital, there may be some restrictions, but manufacturing have none.
That's Kenyatta Brame. He's vice president at Cascade Engineering. We also heard from Jahan McKinley. He's a lean manager at the company. We've been talking about the effort to encourage Western Michigan companies to give former inmates a second chance by hiring them. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.